This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Here on this Wednesday. Yeah, if you want to be taken seriously, you can't get, like, you can't lose every game to the team that's in front of you in the division. And a lot of fun. Yeah, honestly. So I look at last night, and I think it's a great challenge to describe what kind of Yankee fan you are. Are you somebody who skews more positively, or are you somebody who skews more negatively? Now, generally, I try to skew more positively, not like false hope or false reality, but, you know, unless it's really egregious, I try to find something if I think it's sustainable and I think it's real, and I try to, you know, gravitate to that and, you know, kind of let that be my roadmap a little bit. Some of you are a little different, and by the way, I oftentimes deviate that from, you know, from what I usually try to do unknowingly or unintentionally, because a lot of these teams in our market drive us absolutely nuts. But when I say that you can look at it one of two ways, hey, every Yankee fan enjoys the win. And I'm serious. Like, you had to get that win. And the way that they got it was awesome. Now you have a chance to take another series, try to piece it together. You know Cashman's probably on the phone right now. Try to get a third base. Better be. Try to get a third baseman. For some of you, get a shortstop, get middle arms. We know all about that stuff. But the positive Yankee fan right now wakes up and says, oh, Ben Rice, look at that bomb. You know, Toronto trying to get cute, going to their closer, trying to squeeze it out early. And Rice just, he absolutely hammered that baseball. That's the first reaction. Clearly, that's the basic stuff. You go to the start of the game. All right, Schlittler walked a few guys, but man, oh man, he's got some pretty filthy stuff. And that's maybe a bigger conversation a little later in the show. You know, you talk about the Lombards, you talk about Spencer Jones. You got to start throwing Schlittler on that list as to whether or not you would give him up. And I'll give you my thoughts on that in a little bit. But the positive Yankee fan, you stop the bleeding, you beat Toronto. Instead of being five back, you get it back to three, try to win the series today. Schlittler, Rice, all that stuff, good. That's the good, happy Yankee fan. And I got to be honest, lately there haven't been many of you. At least not calling the station or on social media. Then there's the other Yankee fan. And I got to be honest with you, I understand both sides of the equation today because I'm getting pulled in both directions. The negative Yankee fan or the incredibly concerned Yankee fan wakes up and says, all right, my God, a little wise ago, what the hell happened to this guy? Oh, my God, Volpe. Yeah, great double play. Love it. You know, flip it to Jazz and Jazz with a rocket the first. That was beautiful. But how about another short hop throw from shortstop that very well could have cost the Yankees the game? Like, really, I can start the show. Now, I'm starting the show and telling you what I believe. What I believe is, as I've said for a while, if the Yankees don't make meaningful moves, the Yankees are not going to win the World Series. And by meaningful, two middle relief arms, legitimate third baseman, and that's it. Like, you got to, and then Judge has to hit. And then other things have to happen. So that's how I view the Yankees. That has not changed at all. And that will not change until the reinforcements come or they don't, okay? But I really do think that the complexities of this season, like we've been given a lot, and there's a lot to sift through. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of, well, not as much with DJ gone. There's been some dead weight. You know, there's a million things to dissect about the roster. It's not set up right. That's more of a Cashman thing. But boiling it down to this team right now, you know, late July, getting ready for a trade deadline, you know, and really a pennant race, do you feel good? And that will be the Schlittler, Rice, Stanton's hits, you know, pretty well since he came back. And the Yankees cut into the lead, and they stave off what has just been a ridiculous ownership of Toronto over the Yankees this year. Or is it more Loaziga's disaster and the whole Volpe stuff? Which one is it? Which one is it? For me, honestly, it's both. Because I love the win. I mean, when Rice connected, I literally jumped out of my seat. I'm like, here we go. Like, I was legitimately fired up. I was pumped up. Like, even if you're not fully believing, like, what the Yankees could do this year, and you're watching that, and you're a Yankee fan, like, how in the world does that not excite you? That was the best win of the season. That was a massive moment. And I appreciate it. And it was great. And it was meaningful. And we'll see what it does. Maybe it propels them in a way that I don't think that this current group of players can be propelled. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I will be. But then again, you watch it, and over the course of 2.5 hours, you get hit with so many conflicting moments. Like, the good is offset by the bad. And the bad, at least last night, was offset by the good. So what I'm telling you is, amazing win. Awesome. But I'm still confused. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. We'll do the Mets stuff. Good win by the Mets. Mets started to hit a little bit. Bottom of the order. Good job by Alvarez. And the stuff from the Yankees last night was a little bit of everything, as we've had often this year. Let me get Steven, I'm not sure if this is... there you go. Steven, New Hyde Park. Steve, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, what's up, BT?
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
How you doing? Oh, man. You said great win last night for the Yankees. Like you said, I lost my mind when Ben Rice hit that home run. Hopefully it's a start of something new. Maybe the Yankees can go on and win at least a 10-game winning streak. I'm hoping after this win. But my question to you, Anthony Volpe. I mean, this guy now leading the major leagues with 13 errors. My concern, what do you think the Yankees are going to do with him possibly next year? Next year.
Wow. Oh, my God. Steve, here's where I'm at with Volpe. I think it's very simple. I think there is no way that the Yankees, they can try, but nobody can believe him at this point. You cannot position him right now, today, as the absolute shortstop of the future. Like, for me, that's the starting point. You just can't. I want to do it. I really do. I can't. There's no way I'm doing that. I mean, he right now looks like a player that is broken. And thanks for the call there, Steve. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for making that call.
Take care.
No, you too, man. Have an awesome day. 888-808-1019. I look at the way he fielded the ground ball on a knee. Like, that's just playing cautiously. That's playing. He's not flowing. You could just tell when a player, any sport, you could tell when a player's flowing. You know, go back to any of the young quarterbacks here that have struggled. You could just kind of see him, like, actually trying to go through a read and you can actually see them not seeing what's in front of them. And it's crazy. You can see it. And right now, you can see that Anthony Volpe has zero confidence, because a shortstop who won a gold glove a couple of years ago does not get on one knee to field a routine ball at shortstop. You just don't do that. So, you know, I'm not as much worried about next year for Anthony. I'm really not. You know, I'm pulling for him. I get it. I mean, me and every time Hoff walks in, he's like, send them down. I get it. Some of you want to send them down. I'm not doing it. And I'm not doing it just because there's nobody else there. Like, you know, you if there was a better option, that's a bit of a different conversation. Clearly, I think I just have a little bit more faith in his character to kind of grind his way through this. But I'm running out of time. I mean, how long can I say this? Nobody wants to hear that anymore. It's almost August. 2:10. He leads the league in errors. He really does not look like he doesn't look like a major league shortstop. But I think what you have to do is, the first thing you had to do is drop him. That's the first thing. And you appreciate that because there's got to be repercussions. Think about the theme of yesterday's show. You know, one of the things that's really bothered me about the Yankees for a while is that there's no repercussions. Vivas not tagging up with any urgency from, you know, second base on a 320-foot pop-up to right field, gets thrown out by Acuna on a sick Roberto Clemente throw. No big deal. You can stay in the game, buddy. You're good. No big deal. And all the other things that we've hit a million times sideways, you know, Donaldson pimping, not pulled. Glaber not running, not pulled. Not getting bunts down. Extra inning situations, no recourse. That was the theme yesterday. Now, it's not necessarily the repercussion that maybe some of you wanted, but hey, this ain't Little League. Nobody's hitting 10th. You know what I mean? So, when you get dropped to 9th for the first time, as he did last night, all year, then nowhere else to go. So at least that was a teeny weeny tiny repercussion for his inability to perform. And I at least think that that's a starting point. And maybe that's the Yankees telling him, and maybe that's the Yankees telling us, dude, you know, listen, there's really nothing else to do here. That's it. So if you don't start playing better, you ain't hitting 10th. Again, not Little League. You're not hitting 11th. You're either sitting or, I don't know, maybe they would send him out. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. But again, awesome win, but still conflicted by the issues that can, at least for a day, be pushed aside because of the win. But think about the tone of the show and think about the tone of the station if they would have lost 6-5. Think about, Toronto comes back, they win it late. What's the storyline today? You know what they are. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Ryan is in Stony Point. What's happening, Ryan? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay, what's cooking?
I'm feeling, very excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust?
credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Off the win yesterday.
No doubt.
I think Schlittler pitched a great game. And then you get to the bullpen, it's like, you know. And you were saying earlier, you need the middle relievers. And, you know, it's true. And I think what they need in there, they need a power arm. Like, Schlittler was overpowering people. Like, yesterday, he struck out Kirk. It was what, a 99-mile-an-hour high fastball, blew it past them.
Yep.
They need more power arms out of the bullpen. And I like Iglesias. I know he's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about
Yeah, of course, you know, everybody needs power arms because that's the direction of the game here. Everybody's throwing cheese, but I mean, most of the guys the Yankees bring out of the pen are throwing gas. I mean, nobody's coming out nibbling except Hill, 89, 90 is a lefty trying to hit spots. Everybody's throwing 95 at minimally, 95, 96, 98, you know, 97, 99. I don't know that that's the issue. I just don't think they're good. If you throw 98 and straight as a string and your secondary stuff stinks, you're not a good pitcher. Not at that level. So I would push back a little bit on just focusing on the need for pure gas. And I would focus on the need for proven players who have gotten a lot of high leverage outs in pressurized situations with a track record. That's the goal. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, of course, inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. How about Joe in Freehold? And Joe was on the Fan, BT and Sal. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, not much, BT. How about yourself, buddy?
Oh, good.
BT, we got to talk about Jazz Chisholm's at bat in the top of the eighth, which Judge got intentionally walked.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there and watched three strikes go right down the middle. If we don't have anybody behind Judge to protect him,
yep,
we are going nowhere as Yankees.
Yep. That's one of the things that could kill him again. I hear. And by the way, you know, Joe, I don't want to, you know, further alarm anybody here, but even, you know, if and when they do get legitimate production for Judge, Judge has to actually hit in October.
That's true, okay, but that's a hurdle we have to jump when we get there.
Yeah,
we have
I know.
To get to October.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But just my thoughts on this. You know, watching the game, I get frustrated. Granted, it was a great win, but tonight's the big game.
Yes. And you got the horse on the mound, Max Fried. Hey, well-rested. Let's see. Man, I'll tell you, and not to just skew negatively. Thanks for the call there, Joe. And I just remember this, you know, when Al Leiter was coming up, blisters, like, you just don't know the weather, although it's indoors, so that shouldn't be too bad with humidity up there in Toronto. But, you know, the condensation, the skin, the seams, everybody heals differently. I mean, I know he's fine coming out of the bullpen. He's, you know, but if that blister becomes an issue the rest of the way, and I don't know that it will. Certainly hope that it doesn't. You know, that's a massive, probably season-destroying issue because there's no Gerrit Cole and, you know, who knows when and what Luis Gil looks like when he does come back, if he comes back the same guy. A lot of questions. There's a lot of questions with this team. But, Joe, I'm with you. Like, and isn't that one of the most maddening aspects of this? And, by the way, and we'll get to the Mets at 11, as I said, but this plagues the Mets as well. Like, Pete Alonso, now Pete's wearing it, obviously. Good Mets win, but Pete's in a funk. Lindor's in a funk. But Pete Alonso's basically had no protection in Queens since the moment he came up. And, you know, depending upon how healthy Stanton's been, how frequently he plays, and that's been obviously intermittently over his Yankee career, you know, Judge, for the most part, has not had any truly capable protection behind him, at least the protection worthy of an all-time star like Aaron Judge. And what was the stat they said last night? The 7 at-bats that Toronto has elected to walk him intentionally, they were 0-for-6 with one sack bunt. All right, small sample, but does anybody think that that's an outlier? No, I think if that keeps going, I don't think it suddenly becomes 7-for-17. I think it probably becomes more like 3-for-18. I think it's going to go in the wrong direction still. I don't think it's going to rectify itself. Yeah, I don't love Jazz in the 3 spot. They had him there the other night. I don't like him as protection behind Judge. That's another issue. Jesse's in East Northport. Jess, BT and Salmo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The Fan, what's up?
BT, how we doing?
Good, dude.
Good. So, talking about the Yankees, I mean, you watched that game last night, and it's a microcosm of their tutelage under Boone. And it's like they fall apart defensively. The Blue Jays put pressure on them every single inning. They're grinding out at-bats. They're hitting doubles with men on base. They're hitting doubles with two outs. The Yankees have been feast or famine in under this latest regime where they got to hit home runs to win games. And over the course of a 7-game series in the ALCS, you're not going to hit home runs to win every single game. Mm-hmm. But if you hit singles and doubles, you're going to win that series. And that's what's super concerning about the way they play ball under Boone.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the other issue, like, you know, if you want to try to force the issue and run the bases more aggressively, And they did it the other night, which was a weird move, and I discussed it yesterday. It was Peraza, who was on first, and Judge was up, and they stole second. And amazingly, Toronto didn't intentionally walk him. And, you know, Gausman won the matchup, struck him out, and a good at-bat. But, like, even when you have guys on base and you have Judge coming up, if you want to push it a little bit and try to use the speed, which, by the way, they're so much more athletic this year. That is one thing about this team that I'm going to stop short of saying I love, but I certainly like, and I absolutely recognize, is worlds better than it's been in recent or with recent iterations. But when you have Judge, you know, in the hole or on deck or in the box, you're not going to send guy. You're not going to run that much. Number one, you might run into an out. Number two, you're probably going to walk Judge if you swipe second. So even that, you know, athletic advantage that they haven't had in a long time, that's somewhat mitigated. Listen, there's a lot of things to like about this team. There are. And I've said that for a while, which is one of the reasons, going back to the origin of Plan B, I was excited by it. Now, I was bothered by the fact that Soto left. I've always kept it real with that. Of course, I wanted Juan to stay and have that duo go nuts for a while. Of course. It was magic last year. But the way they pivoted there, I'm like, all right. And I'll be honest, Bellinger's even better defensively than I thought. I knew he was good. And I knew he was versatile. I didn't know he was quite this good anywhere you put him defensively. And we knew we could hit when he's right because we won an MVP. But I think that with him and, you know, I was anticipating Volpe getting on base a lot more. And obviously Jazz, who's stolen 35, 40 bases in the past. And, you know, Judge doesn't steal a lot, but he's an athlete. Grisham could run. I thought Dominguez would get a lot of playing time early. So I just thought they'd be faster. They were components of the team that I really did like coming in. And I still do. But last night, again, was a perfect illustration as to why you just don't know what the hell to expect from these guys. You don't. Awesome win. Still a little worried. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. You know, there was a time, you got to be old enough for this, obviously. There was a time when album covers were everything. Like, you just couldn't wait to see what the album, like, so like early Journey, obviously, Ozzy. And I remember a good family friend in Long Island. He was about a year or two. This dude was wild. Not stunningly, he was into crazy Ozzy at age 10. And we're out there. Good ball player, though. So we'd have great one-on-one wiffle ball battles. Awesome player. And out in Blue Point. So coming, you know, it was kind of a long ride from Brooklyn. We'd go with the whole family, you know. And he just did whatever he wanted. I'll leave it at that. Like, the parents ran a very loose ship. The exact opposite of my dad. So we're up in his room, and he's playing records. I'm probably 8, 9. He's probably 10 or 11. And I'm like, he's like, oh, this is some good music. So I guess it's probably 81 or 82, maybe. And he's like, look at this album cover, Diary of a Madman. I'm like, what? Who the hell is that? Who is this sadistic, twisted, frightening-looking demon? I really never heard of Ozzy. Like, at that point, it's like, you know, Michael Jackson, early Run DMC, you know, Casey Kasem stuff. You get the Madonnas, you get the Police, you get Prince, all that stuff, right? Van Halen, Def Leppard. And I'm like, I don't want to listen to this guy. I want no part of this dude. And then he just started playing it, and from that point, hooked. Ozzy Osbourne fan. What a legend. The stories of his escapades are absolutely insane. So I was saddened, but, I mean, it's a miracle he made it this long, huh? All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Coming up a couple of hours, we'll do a little 3RQ. Top of the hour, Mets. Good job by them. Alvarez looks to have learned a lesson and really put some time into his craft and come back a bit of a different player. So props to him. Props to the Mets for doing it. And a good win by the Mets last night. But right now we're talking about the Yankees. And let's get back to you, John in Bethel. What's going on, John? How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Hope you guys are having a great morning. Just thinking back, I'm an old-time Yankee fan, 46, and I remember Chuck Knobloch and how he went through those yips, and every time the ball got hit to him, you know, it was angst. The anxiety of the ball getting hit to him, is he going to throw it to first base? Is he going to make the good throw? And it's the same thing with Anthony Volpe now. Anytime the ball gets hit to him, you're like, what the hell? Is he going to do it? and more times.
See, I don't feel that, John. John,
hold
on. I don't feel that way. I respect that you do. I mean, obviously, you feel what you feel. I don't feel that way. It's weird. It's like, and I remember that like it was yesterday with Nobby. I'm like, man, he hit Keith Olbermann's mom like 25 rows in the stands. It was that and the Steve Sachs, and if you're old enough, the Mackie Sasser when he was a Met.
Yep.
I don't feel that way with Anthony. I just don't. Not yet.
Yeah. That, and, you know, it's just something I was thinking about. So.
Okay. All right. So what's the solution there?
You.
So what is your solution?
I think he needs to be sent down just like Alvarez was. Send him back down. Just get him. I don't know. There's really no right way to do this.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, he might be the future, but he might not be the future. And he's showing us that he's not the future.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe send him down, shock his system. And just get him knocked in the line somehow, because whether he's at bat or in the field, it's not great.
Well, it's what it is, John. It's substandard. Thanks for the call. It's not just Yankee standard. It's substandard from a professional shortstop hitting perspective. Listen, there was a point where I was like, I would so vehemently protest, like, send them down. Are you insane? I'm not there anymore. Like, I'm not doing it. But I understand why you would say that. And what you mean when you say it. Now, I don't think the Yankees are contemplating that. See, the difference, though, with Alvarez and Volpe, I just feel like Volpe, at least defensively, is being a little sped up and a little mechanical. Let me start back. A little mechanical to start. I mean, you don't see shortstops field the ball on one knee. But so that's why I mean a little mechanical, a little unsure of himself. And because he's a little unsure of himself, he gets, because these guys are flying down the line, sub-4, four flat, high three, some of them. They can run. He then knows, all right, I got to get rid of this quick. So when it's like, I just want to catch the ball cleanly, and let me take my time to do it, and now all of a sudden I got to race, and I got to throw it, and I got to rush it, and I got to slingshot it, and boom, there's a skip in the dirt. Boom, they fire it in the, over Gulch. And usually they're short, more so than over Goldschmidt or Rice's head. But I think it's a lot of that. Like, if I was to break it, like, what's wrong? Like, what? That's what I see. The difference with Alvarez, but I don't see laziness, all right? With Alvarez, I almost saw, and I don't want to be unfair to the young man, but, like, when you don't do your job well as a catcher, from a defensive perspective, I think it's a lot easier to look either lazy, mechanically broken, or disinterested, or like a little bit of everything. And there was a point where just not blocking balls, not, just the shin guards hitting the dirt and like boxing balls up, he just wasn't doing it. So to me, he needed a reset. Plus, he wasn't hitting a lick. And he had no value on the bases because he's not fast. So, and I give the Mets credit. I'll do this more at 11. I give him credit for doing that. I don't see the same thing with Volpe. Now, I'm not saying I don't see a broken player, but I don't know. They look a little different. They really do. Let me get Steve in Holmdel, New Jersey, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, Brandon, how are you doing? Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, Steve. What's happening?
I love your opening monologues and your passion. Last night's game, I'll be honest with you, was completely maddening. And obviously Ben Rice's home run basically covered up all their blemishes. But if you look at the game, the Yankees had 3 hits in the first inning and scored 3 runs.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of that, until Rice hit that home run in the 9th inning, all they got the rest of the game after that was a single and a double a single and a home run by Bellinger. There was nobody on base.
A double.
The
Belly had 2 doubles. But I know, he had 2 doubles.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the Yankees ended up with 6 hits, 3 of them home runs.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is they didn't leave a lot of men on base. They didn't have anybody on base.
That's a silver lining. What are you complaining about, Steve? That's a good start.
Yeah. and you know what it is also, Brandon? You watch Toronto, and I'll tell you, I didn't know how good they were.
I've been telling you for 5 weeks.
Look, let's be honest. Judge right now is playing like he's in playoffs in October. You watch Guerrero, you watch Barger, you watch Springer. They get every big hit. They're constantly putting pressure on. And with and right now, I mean, I know you don't want to let Judge beat you. You know, right now he's doing absolutely nothing. And one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Cody Bellinger is one of the best players I have ever watched. You know, he doesn't overwhelm you with gaudy statistics. Oh, and let's be honest. If Jason Dominguez is in left field yesterday, that game's lost. There's no way he's going to make the catch on that line drive to left field by Barger in the ninth inning.
Yeah,
but the guy just,
I think he may. I think he gets that. I don't think it was too tough.
He's terrible going back on balls.
I think he makes that one,
though. The bottom line is, but you know what? The bottom line is, I mean, they're just too home run dependent. And this Toronto team, the way they hit, reminds me of the old Yankees where they – you know, they didn't strike out a lot, and they were just grinding. Some of these at-bats with the foul balls and making the pitches work, the Yankees used to do that. They don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Steve, I'm with you on that. And how many times can we romanticize about what the Yankees used to be? It is absolutely exhausting. I mean, God, you know, and remember when this guy did this, and O'Neill had 12 pitch at-bats, and Tino would do this, and Bernie would do that, and Jeter would do that, and this... I get it. We all lived through it. It was amazing. We miss it. That's why we get so annoyed at the current state of the product. And I don't mean in terms of wins. Like, I'm going to obviously get separation from, of course, the Yankees are a good franchise. There's no doubt about that. You're a Yankee fan. You wake up every March. You got a chance to win the World Series. And you know that. Now, there's varying degrees of chances. They're not like they used to be. And there's a lot of false hope for many of you. I've just kept it very real with the Yankees for years. I just don't think they're good enough. And I don't think they're good enough to win the World Series this year. I've said that. Unless they make the moves that I do expect them to make. You know? You know, the one thing, though, too, and like with baseball, it's very tough to identify this. It just is. Like, you can see it in football. Like, I was talking about Sauce and the contract extension and Garrett Wilson. I'll do a little football later, actually. Both coaches, GM speaking today. We'll do a little football later. And in particular, something was said about the Giants from their perspective that I found very interesting. So I'll do that later. But, you know, Sauce Gardner, you know, last year, business decisions, checking out of tackles, and that drove us nuts, right? So when there's a lack of urgency or effort in football, it's clearly identifiable. And same with basketball. Like, think about the Knicks-Pacers series. What was driving me, by many of you, but I'm from an on-air perspective, the Knicks were not getting back in transition. You know, shot by Brunson. All right, back rim, rebound Pacers. Up, look up, there's Toppin with, I mean, literally 2 seconds, dunk, dunk, dunk. And when you don't play transition defense in basketball, it is very easy to detect that because it's lazy or poor recognition or both. In baseball, unless you're literally just half-assing out of the box and pimping it when it's not out of the yard, it's a little tougher. So it's also a little tougher to identify a team that grinds in baseball. Let me tell you something about Toronto. They grind. It is so obvious. We'll get into the John Boy stuff with Boone later. Boone really was pissed off yesterday. Good. I want more of that. But I think he was pissed off because deep down he knows or he feels that Toronto plays scrappier than his team. Like, I watch Toronto play, and that is a feisty team. I watch the Yankees play, talented team, good team, chance to mess around with the right move or two and maybe do a little something this year, but like scrappy and, you know, like old school throwback, nobody's going to describe them that way. 888-808-1019. That's the number here. Of course, BT and Sound on the Fan. Mets will throw them on the table at 11. Little 3RQ as well. That we are now officially, and I'm looking at it, and pretty cool, we are officially live on YouTube. So many of you subscribe to the WFAN YouTube channel. If not, go do it. But many of you are already into it. And, you know, our team, which is awesome, does a great job of posting the opens and giving you a ton of content and, you know, with the video element, which is great. But now you can watch the whole show on YouTube. So that's up there. So if you just go to WFAN YouTube, you will see right at the top, and I'm sure it'll be the same for Evan and Tiki, Boomer and Gio, all the shows. We're now officially live on YouTube. check it out. Have some fun with the comments. Obviously, get after it. Let's get back to these Yankee calls. We will incorporate the Mets at the top of the hour. 3RQ coming up next hour as well. Let me get, how about Neil and Weehawken, BT and Sound on the Fan. Neil.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good. So, look, I'm a Mets fan, but I love baseball, and I'm watching the Yankees. And Volpe, look, he doesn't look broken. He looks really bent. He doesn't look like he loves baseball right now. So,
would you?
No. Oh, God, no. I mean, right? It's not like he can even go home.
I
right?
know. Well, so, I know.
Like, home is so close that, like, he's still in the market. And, like, you know, if he lived in Missouri and could just get away, he'd probably be have a little peace, right?
Probably. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
So, my question is, if you wanted to re-spark the joy in this guy, is it send him down and let him play in a non-pressure environment with other cool guys? Is it trade for a platoon guy or utility guy who's just a great locker room guy, like an old school Kevin Youkilis, right? Obviously, I'm going back 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look, as a Mets fan, I would tell the Yankees guys, don't give up on this kid yet. It's between the ears, right? And if he finds his joy again, you still have a pretty good ball player. But physically, he's still a pro ball player, and mentally, he reminds. I see, like, the early Chuck Knobloch stuff happening again, and I don't want to see that, right? Seems like a good guy all around.
He's a great
kid. What are your thoughts on how do you spark the joy so that you don't lose the kid forever, given the fact that this season, he's probably not going to snap out of it this season to where you expect. Let's be realistic.
I don't know about that. I mean, there's a lot of baseball to go. I honestly don't know about that. What would I do? Now, we've talked about this a lot. Thank you for the call there, Neil. I'm going to react, because I've already told you what I would do. I would not send him down. So I'm going to react to a couple of things that you said. You said it's between the ears and it's not like a talent thing. Well, I know he's fast, but, you know, from an arm perspective, it's deficient. So that's, I think he's got a lack of arm talent, number one. Number two, you know, his approach and his swing is just not right. Now you want to tell me you send him down, you tweak that mechanically? All right, go for it. I also think it works, you know, it could work one of two ways. I mean, you send somebody down, it can make it worse. Now, and I'll get to the Mets stuff again, top of the hour. The Alvarez, you know, looks very good, looks different, which is what the Mets wanted when they sent them down. And he proactively embraced it. Good for him. But sometimes when you do that, it makes it worse. Like if you were to send, and they're not going to send them down, but if you were to send Volpe down, I have no doubt that he'd put the work in. Of course, he's a worker. He's diligent. He's got high character. There's no doubt. But, you know, being from here, does it make it even worse? Like, okay, man, I failed and I'm not good enough and does the hole get deeper? I don't know the answer to that, but you've got to examine it from every single perspective. And funny, Neil says, you know, it looked like he's enjoying baseball. No kidding. I mean, do you enjoy golf when you shoot a 103? I don't. I know I don't, you know? When you lose six balls and you take three mulligans and you four putt and you hosel and you worm burn and your buddies laugh at you, or, you know, when it gets so bad, they don't say anything. Like initially they might laugh and then it gets so bad, they don't say anything because they know it's got to pass that point of, all right, it's no longer funny. Our buddy's just having a brutal day. Is that fun? No, of course he doesn't look like he's having fun playing baseball because right now he's playing the equivalent of shooting a 105. And I don't mean a Chittacock with 150 slope. I mean, Paramus, you know, some Muni. So he's wearing it. There's no doubt. Let me get Larry in Medford, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Larry?
Not much. Listen, my biggest problem right now is with the lineup. Boone won't put a consistent lineup out there. So no one has confidence. You go Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, you know, go down, you know, right after that, you know, Stanton, you know, Chisholm, then, you know.
All right, Larry, hold on, Larry. I'm going to do, you're the proud winner of something good here. You just won a prize. I'm going to let you do this exercise with me. Rather than saying I hear you, agreeing, disagreeing, I'm going to keep you on, and you're going to do this. So you just said, this is where I do defend Boone, not in terms of where guys hit, but who plays. So you just said the Yankees lineup is a mess. It's not, and I agree, it's not consistent. I want you to fill up the right now lineup card. Fill it out. Go.
I would go Dominguez one.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write this down. Two. Wait. I'm writing this down. Dominguez, I'm assuming in left field or DH. I want to be clear.
Next year, center. But
now.
Yeah, left field.
Okay, go. Number two, Judge. Next.
Bellinger.
I agree. All right, Belly, what position?
It's where you have the protection for Judge in the lineup.
Yeah, but hold on. Belly, hold on. I know. Bellinger in center, Bellinger in right where? Where is he playing?
Center.
Okay, just asking. Next.
DH for Stanton.
Okay, Stanton, DH. Next.
I'll go Chisholm,
five. All right, we'll Jazz. Go. I got you. We'll go Jazz, number five, playing second. Next.
Goldschmidt, first base.
Goldie. So you go lefty, righty, you go. All right, first base, seven.
Wells, catching.
Okay. I got to tell you, so far you're doing a pretty good job. Eight. What, you Vivas know, and Volpe?
Eight something and nine like that? Is, you know, Volpe in third base. I really don't care who's, you know, either one of them stinks, but I guess Volpe eight and whoever's playing third, nine.
Okay. Now, I ask you to do that. And by the way, Larry, I think you did a pretty good job, man. I mean, if I was calling and you were hosting, and you let me do this, I'd probably have something similar. I might ask a few questions. Are we going lefty, righty, like who's pitching? But whatever. Dominguez in left, Judge in right, Belly in center, bat in third, Stanton DH four, Jazz five, Goldie six, Wells seven. Who the hell knows or cares at third? Volpe batting eighth or ninth at short. Gotcha. Here's the problem. Hey, how'd you win the game last night? Who won it for you? Ben Rice. Ben Rice ain't playing. And now I haven't been a huge fan because there's been years with other teams as well, like, eh, and last year wasn't good. But the man's having a good year. Grisham. He didn't say Grisham. Grisham's not playing. So this is the problem, and this is the obstacle for Aaron Boone, which is why I defend him with this. And that's where you have to be fair to Aaron Boone. I'm not talking about the press conferences, although we're going to get into his exchange with John Boy yesterday. We'll do that coming up next hour. Met stuff as well. But you think it's easy to write out the lineup card. It's not, because you just left a kid. But by the way, father, go to my Twitter account and just look at the next tweet that I'm going to send in 25 seconds as soon as we go to commercial break. You'll see what I mean. That guy is not in your lineup. And that's the daily challenge for Aaron Boone. And it's not his fault. 888-808-1019. Good job by the Mets. Are the Mets getting hot? Alvarez 2.0. Get to that coming up as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.